Welcome, my child, to a world of darkness. In this world you will have to struggle for everything. Fight others of our kind for territory and status. Drag the blood you need to survive from the kine all around us, while making sure they do not realize what it is that you are. That way leads to danger, hunting, and a sharpened stake on a sunny day. Keep your mask in place. Keep your beast under control. Keep your head. For this is Redding's darkest night, and you are now one of the night's masters. Join us now as we play Vampire the Masquerade, 20th Anniversary Edition.
Hello, and welcome to episode 273 of the Court of Tea and Dice. I am Mordrigan, and I will be your storyteller for Vampire the Masquerade, 20th edition, Devoured by Darkness, Session 3! This is the third of the sessions that we're recording all in one go. I think this is probably going to be the last one today, though. So, I'm the storyteller. Who are you, and who do you play?
I'm in Paul Cupino, and I'm playing Pal.
I'm Bloody, and I'm playing Brendan Hardy.
I'm Arco, and I'm playing Heather Fortescue.
I'm Hardwick, and I'm Poppy Anderson.
And Logo.
And I'm Logo Santoros, and I am playing Edgar Shepherd.
Edgar, and indeed Shepherd. So, could somebody please do a quick, punchy recap of the last session?
So, after we'd all had our individual meetings with the Prince, we were just hanging out and...
Elizabeth
Moclan
came over.
Yeah, we got approached by various people. The snooty arseholes came over and were snooty.
Had the world's most embarrassing pep talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
After being threatened by a...
Wolf woman.
It's a vampire, not a werewolf.
Yeah. That's not
or
confusing.
A werewolf.
Anyway.
Yeah, I accidentally got again. The guy who looks like he's trying way too hard to look like a vampire came and had a cat.
He did.
He was Caitiff, wasn't he?
Yes.
Well, he seems
yes,
to imply he was, yeah.
And he was bright orange on the inside.
Yes, bright orange on the inside.
Yes, that's not
with flashes
silly.
Of gold and thick black streaks.
You yep. didn't actually mention the bright streaks in character.
Nope.
So, who else did we get? The Nosferatu hobo came over and was not very happy with Pal.
Nope.
About something.
Yep.
Pal. he's just jealous.
The Giovanni, the Italian rock, came over and were creepy arseholes.
Creepy arseholes and generally just sort of negative towards Poppy the Sandy?
Yeah, they didn't like the Sandy very much. I think that was everyone.
No.
Who else was there?
Did you forget the high school teenage girls came over? Sorry, the Tory
no, I mentioned
came over.
The posh girls. Oh, yeah. I mentioned them.
They were very brief in passing. We don't really care very much.
We burnt them.
Yeah, and you had... well, Archalia came over when the Giovanni came over.
Yeah, he came over to back up his child.
Yep.
Nice.
Then what happened?
Then the prince shooed out everyone who wasn't one of the newbies.
Mm-hmm.
Much to certain people's annoyance.
Confusion and annoyance, yeah. They were surprised by that.
Yeah.
Has he just given us domain, so...
Mm.
Yeah, so he split everyone up into their new coteries, so...
Which were predictable.
Well, yeah, the rich people got Caversham and a BMW.
Bastards.
The middle-ranking lot got, Woodley?
No, you're the middle-ranking lot.
Oh, we're the middle-ranking lot.
Yeah.
We get
I think
the...
he made a mistake with you.
Oh,
I thought you were there.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, he nearly said four, not five.
Yeah.
We were referred to as last. Sorry. The other three got... Was it Woodley?
The other four got Woodley,
the other four
yes.
got Woodley. And we get the area sort of near the university.
Yeah, student central, basically.
Student central, yeah, basically. And... neither of our groups got BMWs.
No, you had to make your own way.
Yeah, and find somewhere before it became morning and it was 2:30.
Yes.
Luckily, we were able to find a derelict house because Edgar is incredibly good at spotting things.
He's quite perceptive.
Yeah, so
bonkers, but quite perceptive.
So we found an abandoned house that was relatively intact. It's got a bit of a problem with some conservation ordered trees upsetting the foundation. So we set about making that our home base.
Security shuttering turned out not to be an issue.
Because Edgar seems to be a sneaky frog.
Yes, you can lockpick.
And bonkers.
Andy.
He's not been that bonkers for a mouth age.
Yeah, no, you're about to...
So we spent 3 weeks sort of doing the place up, doing a little hunting, some people more... in depth and scientific than others.
A couple of people did pretty much spend their whole time hunting.
Yeah.
Other people were procuring sofas, making the place up, or
getting
jobs.
Yeah. And so all things seemed to be going well. And then Edgar woke up with no memory of what had happened the night before, next to the removed head of a corpse that had
The rest of the corpse is there. The head was hollowed out.
Oh, I wasn't sure if the way the head had been removed and then hollowed out.
No.
Okay, yeah, so the head's been hollowed out with a... looks like a melon baller, and Edgar's covered in blood and brain matter.
A fucking enormous melon baller. But yes, Edgar, you're lying on the ground next to a dead guy. Well, person.
Huh. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a shower?
Well, you're not in your house.
I'm not in my house.
No. You're in a building.
What time is it?
It's still night time. Do you own a watch?
Yes.
It is approximately 2 a.m. No, it's 4:30 in the morning, sorry. Which means the sun up is about 2 hours away. Because we're now into September.
Okay. I am going to have a phone with GPS on it. Where the fuck am I?
You are in a burned-out terrace house that has fallen in on Donington Gardens, which is down the road and round the corner from where your house is.
Okay.
Currently, you're still lying on the floor with your phone out, by the way.
Opposite a hollowed-out face.
Yeah, because it's like,
right.
What that guy? Where the fuck am I? Oh, I'm in Donington Gardens. Huh.
Right, is there somewhere I can hide the body? Because I think this point there's no way in hell I'm identifying them.
No. Well, you can take a quick look at them. You're going to guess probably a tramp. Very worn clothes. They look quite dirty. They were male. White. Not young, but you don't know how old they were. How detailed are you going on your search, or are you not that bothered?
Are they someone who's likely to be missed?
Looks like a tramp. Possibly not.
Okay. Second thing. How much of a trail is there?
There is a lot of blood around you. There's also quite a lot of drug paraphernalia around you. Tell you what, why don't you do me a wits alertness test and... a perception alertness test, and tell me what you get. Who's rolling the many dice?
Yeah, that's 8 dice.
8 dice, difficulty 6. Who's doing it?
Little Porcupino, have fun.
8 dice, difficulty 6, please.
Difficulty 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes.
Okay.
Nothing counted out.
First things first, definitely a tramp, middle-aged, male, white, track marks on both arms, drug paraphernalia scattered about, a few needles, a few pipes. You're fairly certain that this building, you've seen it before, and it's a DOS house for the homeless.
Okay, you're going to have to explain that term to me.
DOS house, where they go to sleep.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right, what else do you find out? Well, first things first... you find out something quite disturbing about the wound on his head.
Right.
You know the big sort of hollowed out spirit. Well, on the top of it, like on the top of his skull, you find like little curvy marks all along the wound. Kind of like teeth.
Somebody gnawed into his head.
Not gnawed. It looks more like one bite.
What?
Distended their jaw and bit his face off.
Yes. Also, you realise that the splatter pattern on you is like concurrent with somebody throwing a brain at you, not necessarily you biting someone's face off. And there's a sign of somebody else has been in this building relatively recently and left at speed.
And threw a brain at me, apparently.
Well, potentially threw a brain at you and then left. Or at least bits of one.
Faces of somebody else. Recently? Are we talking like last couple of hours recently? Or last 10 minutes recently? Or
you... Well, it's difficult to tell in here, but you can follow the trail out to the garden, because they left via the back garden, and you can see there's footprints in the grass, and the edges of the grass that have been crushed is still sort of dark green. It hasn't started going brown, so last 20 minutes?
Somebody has been present in the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, and they've literally just gone.
That's it.
But yeah, there's a slightly chewed up body here.
Not consistent with me having been the one to bite his head off.
Well, I mean, you're fairly certain you have no idea how you'd even go about getting his head in your mouth, so...
Yes, but I'm also missing large chunks of my recent history, and yes. Other shit has gone weird about my body. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah. In fact, you don't remember... You remember getting up and going out to hunt? That's it.
Is it literally one night's loss?
No, it's not a full night's loss. You got up, you got ready to go out and hunt, because you were going to go and hunt and then see about trying to get some work or something to get some money. You went out to hunt, you were heading down to your normal hunting area along the Redlands Road waiting for students, and then scene deleted, and then woke up next to Bobby.
Okay. Is there a mirror anywhere in here that hasn't been too broken for me to see my face?
Sorry, say again?
Fuck it. What am I saying? I've got a phone. I use the camera to look at myself. Do I look recognizable? Or am I that covered in viscera that there's...
You've got... chunks stuck to your face and a bit of blood.
I'm trying to work out if Mr. 20 Minutes Ago is likely to know who I am.
Yes. Mr. 20 right. Minutes Ago would recognise you.
Okay. We identify this thing's party. Okay. Is there anywhere I can hide the body?
Not in this building. Well, you could... But it's not going to stay hidden for very long.
Right, okay. It's still dark.
It is still dark for a couple of hours.
I have a reasonable way of basically semi-not-raying my way back to the house.
I mean, yeah, you can get away, no problem. The corpse, on the other hand, it's going to make it a bit more difficult.
It's not that I want to take the corpse with me.
Uh-huh.
It's more that, okay, fine, they're not going to identify that. That's just fucking weird. And there is one person potentially who's seen me, but they're 20 minutes away by now, so there's no way I'm going to find them.
Potentially not.
Are they leaving any kind of trail other than the footprints?
What sort of thing are you thinking of?
I mean, are they trailing blood? Are they leaving a central...
You got five successes, didn't you?
Yes.
The person moving away does drop a little bit of blood, and also, as they're going out through the garden, some chunks of brain.
Is this a trail I can follow, bearing in mind that all specs one is enhanced senses?
If you enhance your senses... And then make me another perception alertness roll. I will allow you to track them for a ways.
Okay. I would like to do that.
Bear in mind, when you have your heightened senses on, your eyes are glowing red.
You look like a vampire. Noticeably like a vampire.
Can you roll again, then?
Fuck!
Are you all right with Ilpokipino doing it?
Yep. What is it? Perception alertness?
Yep. Same roll again, basically.
So, 8 dice.
Difficulty 6 again.
6. Okay, 1, 2, 3 successes. Nothing counted out.
Okay. So, you do start following them, and you follow them quite some distance. They leave where you were, and head off towards London Road as fast as they can. At a certain point, they stop and clean themselves up in a puddle, because you find a puddle with blood in it and chunks of brain, and a couple of little bits of bone. They then continue, because you've got a good enough roll that you're able to track like the little drops of water and the few bits of blood that they can catch. They head down London Road and then head directly towards the Rack, so the centre of town.
And head down London Road, was it?
Yeah. So they go straight up Donington Gardens to London Road, then along London Road, then up London Street towards the centre of town.
There's no way I'm tracking them through there. Okay, I'll get back to the, back home as fast as I can.
If by that time they were still covered in blood and it was obvious, the moment they hit the centre of town, somebody's going to spot them. Even at 4 in the morning.
Because I do not want to be caught the same way.
No. Also, it's starting to lighten up. So the rest of you...
bombing it as fast as I can.
Yep.
Back to the house.
Okay. So the rest of you are... You've gotten into a habit of sort of gathering together just before sleeping time, having a little house chinwag. Oh, how did it go today? I ate somebody with AB negative. It was very tasty.
I'm going to be playing with a new app on my phone, which is telling me exactly what time sundown is.
Yeah.
And then kind of trying to work out if that's today's time or if that's tomorrow's time. I should have been more worried about this. And I don't want to fall asleep in the hallway again, because that was quite embarrassing last time. Someone trod on me.
Yeah.
In the morning, it was a bit... Or in the evening.
But the interesting thing tonight is, there's no Edgar. He's not back yet.
Ooh, that's quite late for him. He's usually super paranoid back early,
Yeah. I mean, his main hunting time is like 2 in the morning when the union kicks out.
Yeah.
It's coming on to 4. No, it's coming on to 6, because we're in September.
Yeah, do you think someone got him?
It's going around.
I will have told them about the stuff I got through the grapevine by this point.
So you know that the Giovanni's definitely dead and Carly T. Tones has disappeared.
I've got my phone in my hand. I'm just
going to
call him.
Okay. Hey, Edgar, your phone's ringing.
Shit.
It's Pal.
Yes, but I need to find somewhere where I can talk to them without, breaking unseen presence. Actually, no. I will reject the call and text them whilst running.
Okay, the call ends, and then you receive a text that reads...
No time to talk. Running back now. Shortly with you.
I put, dude, WTF. Bit late for you. Are you okay?
Too late. Phone's back in my pocket. By this point, I should probably be at the door.
Okay. There is a clunking at the back door as Edgar comes in and then pulls the door back shut. He doesn't look out of breath because none of you fuckers breathe.
Except out of habit.
No, none of you breathe because none of you took the blush of life. Oh, no. Didn't you? No. But yeah, inoffensive to animals. He's definitely been running. He also looks a bit like a horror show. He's covered in blood and chunks. He's got a big splat of blood, like on his chest, sort of about mid-chest, and then splatters all over, like, his shoulders and face, and, like, dripping down his front. And then there's, like, blood down his right shoulder.
Did you do, like, the frenzy thing? Because that's bad, you know, that's really bad. You really need to make sure that you're topped up, you know, every night, you know? You've got to eat every night, eat properly, because otherwise you go, woo, 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 woo.
I'm well aware. And it looks like someone threw a brain at me.
Come on.
Hold on.
The splatter, brain.
Okay.
I woke up next to a bloke who had his face bitten off. I can't do that. Don't know about you.
You're fairly certain you can't do that.
I'm fairly certain.
Yeah. And there was a trail of someone who had very recently left, so I suspect that someone was trying to set me up. They also left our territory really quickly. They legged it for London Road, attempted to clean themselves off, but for some reason I can track better than I used to be able to.
His eyes are still glowing red, I should point that out.
Yeah, that might be because your eyes are glowing red.
How did you get into bed with the dead brainless person? When did they throw the brain at you? What?
There was no bed involved. This was like a trampingy place. I don't tend to go for
okay, that. The technicalities of the question are very irrelevant at this point. I'm using long words. I shouldn't do that in this character.
It
don't matter where you woke up or how you woke up or whatever, but how you got there. Nobody cares there that there was no bed.
There is a tramp who is extremely dead.
Where?
Yes, where is an important question. We do care about this one.
I describe where the house is.
It's down Darlington Gardens. It's the burnt out house. It's like maybe 10 minutes.
How long do we have?
At this point, I think we don't.
Not very long is the answer. I mean, you could get there.
Getting back might be a problem.
It's about 10 minutes away. Currently, it's about 5:35. So you've got 25 minutes.
We had a body in 5 minutes.
Don't know.
Can we have a what in 5 minutes?
Hide the body. Where are we going to hide it?
Well, yeah, I picked up this really lovely rug the other day, so we could just, like, wrap it and carry it back.
Want to do that? Go for it.
I can hide it here and deal with it in the morning. And hey, you can check it out and see what you can make of it, Morg Lady.
Yeah, thanks.
No one else will find it that way.
Good point. I mean, we can't clean up the scene, but fuck it, let's go. Get the rug.
Okay, yeah. So you grab the rug.
What a rug!
And you are you book it to the DOS. When you get there, it's basically a student house that burnt down. Everybody in it died. And then, like, tramps have been sleeping in it because it's sort of still there. You go in, and first things first, Mr. Edgar Shepherd, the body is not in the position you left it in. What? It is lying on its back.
Shit. Someone's tampered with it.
But it's still in the same state, but yeah, it's lying on its back now rather than on its side as it was. And as you guys come in through the front of the house, you realise it would... You, Edgar, realise that it would have had its back to you. It'd be lying on the floor with its back to you.
Yep.
And now it's face up.
Somebody has tampered with this.
We need to do this quick, guys, because,
can we see or hear anyone? Like, is there any sign of anyone else in the building?
Currently, there is nobody else in the building.
I'm literally rolling the body up as we speak. I'm like putting it over my shoulder and like seeing
kind of look down the street.
Okay. People who are doing perception-y things, gather your perception and your dice. Mm-hmm. Pow! Wow. Have you got like potence or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm super strong. I'm cool.
Okay. I reckon if you spend me a blood point for activating. Actually, you don't need to do that, do you? It's just automatic successes, isn't it?
I carried a sofa back by myself with no effort. This isn't going to be heavier than that.
Yeah, but it's more threatening.
Is the blood, like, exposed to blood thing an issue, or is that only when you're frenzying? Is that a thing in this game? Like, you have to resist blood?
Only if you're hungry.
Oh, cool. So we're fine.
Right. You can basically make me a roll to do it quickly, or you can spend a blood point and
because you've got potence dice built in into automatic success.
I'm just going to spend a luck point and be like, yeah, I'm cool. Literally, I'm carrying the body out the door unless anyone's going to stop me, because I'm more concerned about getting back home than I am about investigating.
because you're just going to go
bugging it first.
Well, Sunup is bad for all of us.
Sunup is bad for all of you, but you go out.
I just go
like a light.
Yeah, so
the rest of them actually have a chance of going, oh, it's getting sunny, we better run. You would just go, oh, I'm asleep.
Okay.
I'm on fire, but I'm asleep.
What are you rolling?
Perception is perception alertness.
Okay, so I need to take dice.
Ooh.
You can wake me up if you need to. It's just a lot harder. Yeah. I think it's like a plus two difficulty or something to wake me up during the day.
Do you want Il Porcupino to roll for your perception again while she's rushing home?
Yes, please. And if, well, heightened senses doesn't go away until I tell it to, so.
Yeah. So, an extra die?
So it's eight again plus one.
On the, is it an extra die or is it a reduced difficulty? I think it's a reduced difficulty, actually. Yeah. It's reduced difficulty, so it's difficulty 5.
Cool. On 8 dice still.
Yeah.
I got 1 success.
What's the success?
6 or above.
Yeah.
Cool. I got 4.
Loka got 5 and above, please.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but 1's cancelled out, so he got 4 success. 4.
Okay, so team perception over here all see the same stuff. You're like, dude, there's like a pool of blood on the floor and his arm's been in it and somebody else's arm's been in it. And then you look over at Loka and go, oh. you spot a load of stuff, but nothing new. You guys all notice that kicked into one corner is somebody's bedroll. Like, they came in, dropped something, dropped their bedroll, maybe went over and turned the body face up, and then fucking legged it. You can't see anybody in the street, though.
Okay.
So they've proper legged it. Pal, by this point, is down the end of the road with his with his rug. Rug full of dead body.
So basically, we're fairly certain someone came in, dropped their bedroll out of shop, tampered with the body, and then buggered off.
Yeah.
Possibly they came in, saw the blood, dropped their bedroll, flipped the guy face up to see how he was, and then went, oh my fucking Christ, his head's been caved in, and like.
Okay, so the equivalent of a failed sanity check. Wonderful.
Yeah, basically.
They don't seem to be watching now. So
okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Okay, so you all rush back home. Where are you storing the body?
Kind of put it in the living room, but I'm not put it in my room.
So you put it in the living room?
I don't know where to put it. I'm going to put it in someone's bedroom. How weird is that? We're all in the basement. They're our bedrooms now.
The hallway in the basement.
No, you can't just leave a dead body laying around. It's wrapped in the rug. I'll put it back in the living room. I'm going to bed.
Pal drops him in the living room and floats off to bed and then falls instantly asleep.
Yeah. I actually made it to my bed this time. I'm so proud of myself.
You can't say any of that because you're unconscious. You're like... So you don't get back and there's a rolled up dead tramp in a rug in the living room. And you can hear Pal downstairs.
Upstairs.
Oh yeah, upstairs.
I'm in the little room.
Yeah. What are the rest of you doing?
You're in the middle room. I'm in the little room.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in the middle room. Either way, I'm in a room.
So what are the rest of you doing? With this dead body.
We have to put this downstairs.
Do we?
How? Says the guy sleeping downstairs.
How warm this evening normally when we wake up?
It's September, so it's sort of balmy. It's a bit warm. The day is going to be quite warm because you boarded everything up. And blackout curtains actually take in a lot of heat. But you've got shutters in front of most of the ground floor stuff, so you'd be all right. Upstairs probably isn't the best place to keep the body.
No. Basically, if you can find one of the coolish rooms to stick it in.
That would be the basement.
Fine.
Well, you're not in the basement, are you?
No, I'm not in the basement. I don't care.
So who's sharing with the
I box? Am.
It would be in the corridor, not in your room.
So you took him in the corner of the corridor, and you all go to bed. You all wake up in the morning. Please rub off one blood point.
You mean the evening?
Well, yes. Your morning, everybody else's evening.
Curse of night shift.
Yeah. You lose a blood point as you waken from sleep. Those of you who are in the basement are aware of...
Roll.
Oh, do you? Is it every day?
It's every time I awake.
Yep, okay.
Upon awakening, pass a willpower 7 test or lose a die on all actions that night.
Yep.
Go follow right that roll and make that roll. Leave yourself to still be in the nightmare.
Yeah, don't do that. So, Mr. Nightmares, how much willpower do you currently have? It's 5, isn't it?
My willpower is 5, yes.
Okay. Somebody needs to gather 5 dice and roll them against difficulty 7. Who are you doing?
Hardwick.
5, you're saying?
Yes, 5 dice to get 7. Don't botch. Botching is bad.
Are we all full willpowered at the moment then? Not
yes, everybody's full willpower at the moment.
Well, get
apart from Archive. Okay, so you don't have nightmares tonight. You wake up in the evening. Those of you in the basement are aware of a scent. I mean, it's not particularly bad. You've had a corpse in your rooms for just over 16 hours or so. But you kept him down in the cool, so he doesn't smell too bad. You're all awake.
I'm not doing this on an empty stomach. Go feed.
Okay. How do you hunt?
The same as I always do.
So you go and hang around a pub and try and help somebody back?
Yeah. Okay. Find a drunk.
Do me a... I don't know. Charisma empathy? Do we think?
Or manipulation.
Manipulation empathy? Yeah, that's right. Your difficulty is only 5 because you're in lower income bohemian.
Yeah.
So your life was just fantasy.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Hang on. I think domain makes it easier still. Fucking hell. Give me a second. I'm just going to check this because this could make hunting super easy.
I think we're difficulty 5.
No, you start. From the last time. You start at difficulty 5.
Wait,
but
what?
It may go down even more.
So we have size and security 3 and herd 3.
Yeah, bear with me. You should start hunting chess.
You have a herd. I think you can just go and feed.
Ooh, hang on. Right, so your herd of 3 gives you 3 more dice.
Gives you 3 more dice, okay.
And then your domain reduces the difficulty by 3, giving you a difficulty of fucking 2. Seriously, while you guys are in your own domain, from this point on, I'm just going to say feeding is going to be negligible unless something happens to make it more difficult.
Only because you're making us lose blood now, I want to make sure I'm topped up. Yeah. So if I'm losing...
I'm going to make you lose blood every time you wake up.
I wake up, so I'm going to go feed. So
yep.
How much blood do I get for feeding on an average feed?
Well, it's up to you as to how much danger you want to put the person who you're feeding from in. If you take 2 blood points from them, they will be absolutely fine. Anything more, they may have trouble. Oh, you've got massive many faces, so I don't have to apply the increased difficulty for the fact that you're a monster.
No. Although using that ability would use blood, doesn't it?
Okay.
As far as I know, is it using any kind of vampire?
Still, the difficulty would only have been 3, and I saw enough 10s over there to get
you.
So, yeah, you can drink as much blood as you like from this person. However, obviously... if you fucking kill them, that's a problem.
Yeah. Well, so, I'll take it enough so that they still as drunk like as they were before.
Okay, so how many blood points are you down, basically?
I'm 5 points down at the moment. So if I feed twice.
What, 2 different people?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so you can get 4 blood points if you hunt 2 different people.
Yeah, that's cool. So I'm out for an hour or so.
Be a couple of hours for 2.
Yeah.
So. Power goes, not dealing with this right now, bye, fucks off, leaving the rest of you in the now slightly corpse smelly house. Only slightly, not very.
I've got my priorities straight, mate.
I will definitely be topping off as well.
Okay, so you also head out and go and get some blood. How many blood points do you want to get?
Because
you were topped -1, so yeah, you can go and get a blood point again. because of your abilities and because of the fucking hilarious amount of extra shit you've got, I'm not going to even make you roll. You guys know your region now, so you go off and grab yourself a quick snack.
Fuck it, everyone else is doing it. I will as well.
You also fuck. Is everybody just going to go out and snack?
No.
No, okay. So you go off again. You're doing the more seduction-y.
Yeah, but it'd be less of go to someone's for the night, have a good time, more a case of quick back alley tryst.
Okay. You're going to have to make me a roll.
Okay.
Because the difficulty is increased.
Okay.
Can you do me a manipulation... for a quick fuck, we'll go with...
What are the stats for a quick fuck?
Manipulation expression, maybe?
Okay.
Because it's kind of a performance. Or performance. Actually, go with performance.
What is expression? I didn't even see expression.
Manipulation, performance. Expression okay. is in
talent. Oh, it's in talent. Yeah, I see it now. But performance? Yeah. Okay, yeah. So that's...
Because it's basically a performance.
Based on, is it plus three for the herd?
Plus three for the herd. Your difficulty is 5.
Okay. I get one success. I got two tens and a six as well, but 3 ones.
Okay. It's enough to get you topped off. Yeah. However, you note that, like, people are on edge, and after the quick fumble, you can find out that supposedly there was a murder around here last night.
Oh.
One of the homeless people claims he found his mate dead, and then the body disappeared.
Whoa, that's weird.
And like he's been telling anybody who'll listen, but like. Nobody's really taking it seriously at the moment because the police are like, yeah, but you're on drugs all the fucking time. But yeah, no, he came into the pub where you go to earlier to get like a quick drink because he got the money together, and then he was like ranting on and on about like, oh, he had no face, somebody did him with a shotgun or whatever.
Oh, weird.
So they were a bit on edge. Hmm. Are you going to top up as well?
I need to at some point, but it's still quite early, isn't it?
Yeah.
There won't be that many drunk students wandering back.
No, not this right time. Now. No. So you are going to wait as well. So, the only people who stay in the house with the corpse and actually deal with the problem straight away, what are you two doing?
I'm looking over at Poppy going, is there anything?
Well, I'm going to...
break out the bag.
Break out the, like, put some, I don't know, cardboard or sheet or something down
mm-hmm.
in my room, so mm-hmm. it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Unfurl the rug and then
mm-hmm.
have a look.
Okay, I'm going to go with perception medicine. Right, you've got a lot of different skills, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've gone wide rather than deep.
Oh, you know. Right. What's the difficulty on this?
6.
3. 3.
Okay. First things first, he's had the front of his face bitten off. And you do work out that actually bitten in one bite. It's not numerous bites. It's a mouth dropped onto the front of his face and bit straight through. And you actually get like... sort of an idea of the teeth.
Hmm.
Quite a wide mouth, as you might imagine. Wider than a person's, you'd say. Sharp, pointy teeth, a bit like a shark. Possibly multiple rows of them. And, yeah, one bite. And it's a lot of bite pressure to do that. It sheared through his jaw at the bottom, and then went through his skull at the top. And that's not easy.
Right. Is there any other... I mean, is there any other part of him been...
No.
So it's just on the face?
You do also find signs that Part of his brain has been removed with somebody's hands. Okay. Somebody scooped a bit of his brain out. You're going to guess that that's the bit of the brain that ended all over Edgar.
I mean, I'm going to assume he didn't take it out himself and smear it on himself.
I mean, it's unlikely. You got three successes, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't really tell size of hands or anything like that. But yeah, somebody reached in, scooped out part of his brain after they'd bitten the front of his face off. You do find bruises on his upper arms, as if he was grabbed by somebody quite strong and held in place. Those bruises do give you an idea of the size of the hands, and they're not big. They're like comparable size to yours. They grabbed him quite roughly, and it looks like he struggled a bit against them, but it's not like vice-like grip. It's just normal sort of bruises. Human level strength bruises, shall we say. So your crime scene reconstruction is guys standing about, somebody grabs him by the upper arms, holds him still while they bite his face off. Then they reach into his head and get a bit of brain, and either they get the brain specifically to throw at Edgar, or they had the brain in their hand when Edgar interrupted them, and they threw the brain at him and then legged it.
Do I know of any kind of creature that hangs about with vampires potentially that have multiple rows of teeth?
You can make me an intelligence occult roll, but the difficulty is 9.
I do get 1.
Interesting. You've heard tell of some creatures like this. I mean, there's a type of vampire, because you got quite a good education from the doctor during your month with him. And he was going through your occult knowledge and going, nah, that's bollocks, nah, that's bollocks. Actually, that's more like this. And he did tell you that there were, like, weird vampires who do actually flesh. And there were also, he talks about, like, war beasts made by some chaps called the Zimitsi. Quick to stress that they're seriously fucking bad news. No. Just no. Because the Zimitsi are like Sabbat. They're big in the Sabbat. And war beasts are fucking bad news.
Right.
But he did also tell you that war beasts were like pretty mindless unless they were being ordered about by the Zimitsi. So could be the other thing.
Okay.
We didn't give you very much information on these weird vampires.
I don't think there's anything else I can...
Definitely a druggie, by the way. Middle-aged man. Wasn't in great health anyway, but having the front of his face bitten off was definitely the cause of death. Okay. I don't know. Would you give his blood a little taste? Maybe? You're not going to get any nourishment from it, but I'd allow you to gather something from a fingerful. Okay, you just get a dab on your tongue and have a quick taste. Give me a perception awareness roll.
Awareness, okay.
Which is the roll for finding supernatural things out. Dun, dun, dun.
What's the difficulty on this one?
I'll go with 6 for the moment, because this is interesting and fun.
3.
Okay. You've been testing out a lot of different, blood tastes.
Yeah.
So for a start, you know he was on crack, because you tasted that before. More importantly, from your point of view, though, is that there are two very fucking different tastes in there that normally you wouldn't expect to get. Well, you know that they occur when you feed, because
When you do jump out on someone, if they see you coming, you get an adrenaline spike. So you can taste, like, adrenaline. Hmm. And then once you've bitten them, they release endorphins because being drunk from by a vampire is very pleasurable. Getting your face bitten off shouldn't be very pleasurable, but he still has the same two tastes. Adrenaline first, followed by endorphins. And yes, I'm granting her that because she's done a fuckload of experimentation on blood.
And spent like 3 weeks doing that.
Spent 3 weeks just going, But yeah, it's like he suddenly, it's like when you feed, when they're first very scared and then they relax. And he seems to have done the same thing, which makes no fucking sense when somebody bit his fucking face off. That certainly happened before that bit.
And there's no other bite marks?
Nope, just the one.
One big.
It's a very large bite mark, but it is just the one.
It's a little bite mark.
Meanwhile, Heather, you're standing there watching all of this shit. And it's like, fuck. Okay.
Partly watching, probably partly doing the twitchy pacing, make sure there's nothing out of the ordinary going on. Like, no one's watching.
That blood,
that blood,
that sort of level of violence, and that blood, and you're back in the woods, running, not there.
Walking the house, it's fine. There's no one at the door. Is there anyone in the windows? Can I hear anything?
Yes, but mostly it's Poppy.
Can I hear anything outside? That's fine.
The trees rustling. But are they rustling because of wind? Or are they rustling because someone's hiding in them? They're rustling because of the wind. It's fine.
Yeah.
So after an hour, Edgar and Brendan come back. And after 2 hours, Pal turns off. But it's up to you whether you want to wait until everybody's back to talk to them.
Might as well wait on the sofa.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it depends what time it gets to and whether we get bored and decide to go do our feeding before they get back.
Well, they'll all be back by about 1 a.m, so you've still got like 5 or 6 hours. No, yeah, 5 hours, because it's September.
Cool. I have a new rug.
He's procured another rug from somewhere.
I found it in a skip outside someone's house. I think they're having some work done. It's great. It's full of great stuff. Doesn't match anything else in the room.
No, of course not.
I'm glad you've been doing something useful.
Sorry, I figured everyone was going to go feed. Oh, sorry. Anyway. So, what do we know?
There's a corpse in the basement.
Yes.
And I don't mean me.
I've done nothing. I've been waiting for you. Anyway.
I get my little report book out.
Okay. It's one of those proper medical report books and everything.
So, there's one bite to the body.
Really? Where?
Pal, not healthy, pal.
Where's this bite?
I'm actually genuinely asking because I'm imagining like a vampire bite. I'm not classifying that as a bite, so I'm thinking
the head. That was one bite.
Shut the front door. That's not a real bite. Nothing's got a mouth that big. Well, I don't know. Some people say I've got a big mouth, but you know, it's nothing. No, no.
Pal?
Sorry. Hang on. One bite. That much damage.
Yes. Definitely sharp, pointy teeth. Possible multiple rows. Kind of sharkish. That kind of thing.
Okay.
Then someone has... Looks like someone has scooped the brain out with their hand.
Oh, right.
And then, obviously, flung it at you for whatever reason.
Uh-huh.
There are bruise marks to the upper arm, so they were holding them when they bit them.
Makes sense.
Right.
I do know there are a couple of possible creatures that I know of. I don't know if anyone knows of any others. There are vampires who like to consume flesh.
How many of them would have that kind of wide jaw, though?
Well, there was that woman at the meal thing that had like the face burnt wolf. You have one that's got a face of shark. Is that a thing?
Uh-huh.
I mean, how wide was the wolf jaw?
Not that big. It's a long and pointy face rather than a like wide face.
or slightly more worrying, are raw beasts that are used by the Sabbat.
That's bad. Okay, that would be really bad.
Yeah.
The other interesting thing is I tested their blood.
Okay.
It had the same mix that you'd find as if you were ambushing someone. So you got the adrenaline and the endorphins.
So someone fed on them presumably before the moment of death.
I can't detect any other...
You'd be the other way around, wouldn't it? Be like, oh, yay, eating. Oh, no, facepalm.
Well, no, I'm saying it's got the two.
Oh, you can't tell which order. They're just like...
It's got both tastes.
It's got both.
It's been over a day by this point.
Yeah.
Well, it's been about a day by this point.
Okay. So...
But, I mean...
Possibility someone was feeding on them and then decided, yeah, no, you need to die.
Or that's how they feed, which is fucked up.
One bite would kill someone. They wouldn't have time to respond and go, oh, no, shit. Oh, yeah, that feels good because your whole head's gone. You know, you're not going to get that rush.
Oh.
How much flesh looks like it's been removed?
Give me a scale to work with. Well, you mean weight, amount, size, what?
Like, as in, does it look like it would be enough for a decent meal for a thing with that large teeth? Because generally,
that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
I mean, how full do you feel after your first mouthful of a meal?
But I mean, if you a vampire that eats flesh,
yeah,
why would you go for the face?
If they were consuming the flesh, that's not a loss of food.
No. Are you trying to get the brain? I mean,
I mean, in which case, why would they bother to throw it at me?
Maybe surprise them.
What do you actually remember of what happened? Because we didn't ever actually ask you that.
I got ready to go out. At what point did it stop again?
You got ready to go out. You were heading down towards the usual area. Scene deleted. Dead body.
Bad.
Okay. Has that ever happened to you before? Is this like a thing from back when you were
Ever since I got embraced, I've started losing chunks of time.
I see.
And sometimes I've just put it down to the insane ramblings of the guy who had me tied to a bed and was feeding me cow's blood. And my brain just...
Everybody else suddenly looks at their month with their sire and thought, not that bad.
That's not... We don't usually feed animal blood to us. That's... Oh, Malkavian.
I mean, it's a widely held belief that all Malkavians are fucking nutters. Right?
As far as I'm aware.
So far, holding true.
I think that I got one of the more obviously fucking nutter ones, but there's some brains under there, and, well, you know, he obviously didn't have the personal skills to try and persuade me to stick around, so I was tied to a bed and fed cow's blood for the better part of them.
No, large I'm not going to think about this that. Now. We have other things to think about.
Yes, but my point is, large chunks of that are missing, and it's clear that I've been functioning in those times because he's been responding to me as part of a conversation when I come out of them sometimes.
So my memory just stops functioning. Before the memory chunks. So you don't think maybe you were, like, attacked and knocked out? I forgot what I was saying. Oh, so you haven't woken up in this kind of situation before after a memory bank. So, did you have, like, any bumps on your head? Was it like you got knocked out, maybe, and...
You were slightly injured, which, incidentally, has gone away now.
I mean, I had injuries, but, like, every time I've gotten injured since the whole embrace thing, it's gone.
Okay, right, so...
What kind of injury was it?
It was a bruising injury.
So it was just, like, bruises... Nothing like I'd been held down or it was just like random punch or whatever.
You'd be fairly happy to say that it was probably damage you caused yourself when you fell over.
Okay. I mean, it was just like bruises from falling over.
Because this has been very meticulously set up in some way. This was left like this, if you're looking at the empty edge. Is it more like a threat?
Certainly when I came to, it's not been like some of the other times where I've lost time because I wasn't, up and functioning. I literally woke up. So it's possible someone knocked me out whilst I was out. It's difficult to talk about because I just don't have the memory slot.
It's damn difficult to knock out a vampire without sticking a bit of wood through them, just so you all know.
But I don't know that.
We're quite hardy.
Right, okay, so...
He would have been way more injured if they'd knocked him out.
Yeah.
Because they would have had to have beaten him to incapacitated in bruising.
Is there, magic that can do that?
Who knows? You're not, experts on magic? And you could all do some freaky shit.
Yeah, this is the problem, is they're all quite new to their own stuff, let alone people's stuff. God.
So what do we know? Do I know what these war beasts look like?
Well, the way Archaya described them was like a nightmare, but slightly more unpleasant and a bit bigger.
In my time with the Nos, did I see anything that would have had a mouth but could have been warped that big, like on a vampire?
I mean, Nosferatu have, misshapen mouths.
Yeah.
Frisk's mouth, for example, is quite a lot wider. Remember, it comes back to almost his jawline, and there's teeth fucking everywhere. He couldn't open it wide enough to get somebody's head in.
No.
But in terms of width, yeah, sure, he could. He has the width for it, but he just can't open up that far.
Is this scarring underneath, the bottom half?
There's teeth marks under his chin, and there's teeth marks across the top of his head.
Yeah, when you said it was one bite. Yeah, it's not like it could have been sort of nor the top nor the bottom.
No, it was. It's like
it's literally something.
It's not gone. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
It's literally. Well, you can't tell if they chomped slices.
No, but he has.
But at some point, he has reached the point of top and bottom all the way through.
Yeah,
in one go.
Should we be reporting this to someone? This is not to the police, but
we're not going to go and tell the police that we've got this corpse in the basement. Blah.
Is there a supernatural authority that we're supposed to be telling stuff to?
The prince just said, "Defend your domain." That's all he said. Helpfully.
Yeah, I mean,
but if it's these war beasts, then it sounds like something they would want to know about, considering they're next door and all.
Yeah, but war beasts, as Poppy, the war beasts would tend towards the rampaging, murdery death.
Yeah, they're kind of...
They're war beasts.
They're beasts. They have to be, handled.
But where did you track these things to, this thing to, Edgar?
It went straight into the centre of Reading.
If a giant monster had run into the centre of Reading, I think someone would have noticed. So this thing can pass for human.
Yeah. Well, it can either pass for human or has a good level of obfuscate.
Well, yeah.
What time did it happen? Was it just before sunup? No, because we found it just before sunup, so...
I was... What?
What's the last thing you remember?
Leaving the house to go hunt at, just after waking up. That's the last thing you remember.
Wow. Okay.
And then I remember waking up at...
About half past four. Yeah, half past four.
About half four. And you reckon it happened about half hour before. So about 4 o'clock-ish. Is it worth, we can ask around if anyone's seen anything weird or anyone acting weird, but really, that's all of us.
Yeah. Well, whoever that guy, the homeless guy who found the body between us... before we got there, is telling everyone that he found his friend dead.
Maybe his friend was hanging out with some weird souls. Weirder than usual for a young kid.
I don't know. I don't even know who it is. It was just, I found that out while having breakfast.
Nice.
Takeaway, was it?
Well, you know.
A bit fast-paced.
yeah, pretty much.
I'm getting the impression that you have all worked out how each of you hunts.
Have you brought anyone home yet?
Oh, yeah. I brought people home.
You worked out how everybody hunts and are sort of slightly ribbing Brandon. Brendan.
Yeah. Brendan doesn't care. Brendan's not ashamed.
That is another point. I don't go for high-risk strikes. Hmm. I always go for the low-risk stuff, so there is no way that I would have gotten this shaft unless it was the setup.
Or you just accidentally stumbled into someone eating someone's face.
Was there any...
I don't know why I would be in that building.
Sexual activity?
Well, the dead guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Definitely no.
Well, if it could have explained the endorphins.
Yeah, definitely no. If anybody had been interested, the whole situation down there, not good.
Okay.
nice. He'd not just been injecting in his arms, he'd been injecting on his inner thighs as well, and had a quite bad infection.
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't do heroin, kids.
No. Or crack, or in fact, any of the hard drugs.
Coffee, okay?
Yes. Stick to caffeine. Anyway, moving on, because I probably had to edit all of that. Oh. Go on.
Okay. Right, well, look, the thing is, whatever this thing is, we need to find it, we need to stop it, because it's freaked people out. If it keeps doing this, it's really going to freak people out.
Can we, like patrol the area, maybe? I mean, it's not a big place.
Yeah.
Maybe pair up and just walk about, see...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, some of you are sneakier than the rest of us.
Oh, don't really need to sneak, though, you know? You just walk about. Well, maybe you
might look a little suspicious in the aftermath of an apparent murder.
So, Pal just said to Poppy, maybe you need to sneak, while all the muscles on his face are jiggling about.
You guys have literally watched me turn into a normal-looking human person and walk out the door.
Yes, but it costs you blood.
It does.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Okay, well put.
You're not that far from it.
I'll help you. I'll help in your study, you know.
There is one other issue. We need to dispose of this body, and we need to dispose of it in a way that the police aren't going to find it.
That's what the river's for, isn't it?
I mean...
There's a cemetery over there.
Well, yeah, there's the cemetery, or you go straight up the road opposite Hamilton Road, and you're at the Thames.
We could put it back.
I mean...
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, we just borrowed a corpse.
Yeah, sorry.
We can't put it back.
Yeah.
No.
There's no way we can put it back.
Yeah. Not when it's done like this.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, the masquerade.
Mm. Yeah.
Not
the cinder blocks in the rug and some Thames?
Yeah. I mean, Poppy, you used to be a member of Morgue Society. Do you want to do me a... let's go with medicine intelligence again.
Best way to dispose of a body. Chop it into bits and dissolve it in, like, citric acid or something. You know, I read that in a book.
Where are we getting these chemicals?
Medicine
intelligence. Difficulty 6. Actually, no, it's in your wheelhouse. Difficulty 5.
Squeeze a lot of lemon.
I know nothing.
Dropping it in the Thames. You're fairly certain citric acid is going to do nothing but flavour the meat. By now, it's a bit aged.
Yes, probably starting to...
We are not using my new rug. We've
got the old
one. It's already in one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, what is the plan for dealing with the body?
I mean, the best way to dispose of it, surely, is to burn it.
Yeah, but... burning a human corpse in the middle of a built-up area.
Yeah, you're going to need a lot.
I mean, in theory, we could bury it in the garage, but that's going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. Someone decides to look in the garage.
Well, there's a skip down the road.
No.
Like, Pal keeps going, oh, well, we've got to get rid of it. The masquerade. Oh, yeah. How about the skip? The masquerade. Oh, yeah. We could post it to the police. The masquerade. Oh, yeah.
some bricks and the Thames sounds like a good plan.
But is anyone else actually going to notice? Go, oh, look, he's actually heard his voice bitten off. Who's actually going to think that's a real thing that might happen other than us because we're, like, in that?
We could...
I mean, she used to be the person who would have been checking it.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have believed it if you'd seen it. Not before.
We could further damage the head.
Smash it.
Yeah, yeah. Trust me, I'm not enthusiastic on this plan, but...
Okay, I'm going to call the clock. It has been approximately 5 hours from beginning of campaign to mutilating a corpse. Continue.
I'm just saying, that stops the masquerade being violated.
He's already dead.
He's already dead. He can't feel it.
Getting deader.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, well, it's not going to be me doing it because I haven't got the strength. Someone else can do the stompy.
I mean, I'm in that, don't really swing that way, you know, that's
enough. Fuck, okay, fine, I'll do it.
I'll help carry it out, you know.
Okay, you can carry it, I will...
I've got a bag upstairs and put over the top if you don't want to see what's going on. Like,
actually,
yeah?
Please, yes, can we put a bag on his head?
I've got like an old rucksack or something that I just kind of slot over what's left and...
We've got pillowcases.
You're Humanity 7, right?
Yeah, I'm Humanity 7.
You're going to have to make me a humanity check.
Fuck, okay, so is that...
I'm assisted, so will I, because I'm as high as he is.
Yeah. Well...
Oh, no, I'm six. Sorry, I'm six. I'm humanity
six. Oh, you're six?
Yeah, I'm humanity six.
Yeah, you're fine, then.
Okay. Fuck, this is gross. Horrible.
It's like, there's a part of me that's kind of like, just like, petting the guy's arm, like, he'll be over soon. I know he's dead, but there's a part of me that just can't let go of, like...
Yeah.
So basically, you... What, take a hammer to him?
We've got a shovel. Have we got something a little more removed? Do we have a shovel?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, pillow bags over the head. Activate potence.
Oh, fuck. Right.
I don't want it to take.
Are you going to spend blood for potence then? Because activating it just gives you extra dice. Well, you get them anyway, but if you spend blood, automatic success.
And you only need one spend success. A point of blood, yeah.
Okay, so you... deal with the head issue. I mean, if you were a good medical examiner, you could still find information because it's very obvious that person died 2 days, day and a half later, somebody smashed their face. Just over a day later. Under a day later by this point. So 22 hours later, somebody smashed their head in after stuff happened. And if you looked into it carefully, you'd probably find the marks on the skull, but the skull is now in a lot of parts. Things role-playing games require me to say.
I'm still not sure about putting it in the Thames.
Well, the only other option is burying it somewhere. Well, we don't have anywhere we could melt it, in terms of with chemicals or fire or whatever.
But, I mean, like, we've destroyed the bit that was going to be a problem, so...
It's still better if no one ever found it.
Yeah, but having a dead body turn up anywhere is a problem.
Yeah.
Because it starts an investigation. Someone else's turf, at least, because, yeah.
Yeah, let's not do that, because our neighbour is kind of powerful.
Yeah,
yeah. The other one we've been told specifically not to piss off, and...
Your nearest neighbour is actually probably Frisk.
We got told about a specific vampire to the west?
No, that's not us.
No, that's the woods.
That's the woodly ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the woodly ones.
What happened to the guy in the woods? He just turned up in bits.
He was in bits. He got torn to pieces. You were told about somewhere you weren't supposed to go and hunt specifically, which is the hospital on Craven Road, The prince's own domain. No.
Yeah. That's one of the neighbours we don't want to piss off.
Yes.
I mean...
Not really personally
got ways of dealing with bodies, but you might ask questions about how the body came to be in the first place.
See, the thing is, if you put it in the bottom of a skin... It gets carted away, doesn't it? People don't go back into a skip to find stuff.
Yes, but when the skip gets emptied...
Somewhere that's not here.
Yeah, but you're going to have to get to the bottom of the skip and then put all the other stuff back on top.
Just trust me on this, pal. The skip is not an option.
You know, occasionally I start these games and I have to do a lot of talking. Quite...
quite a lot of this one, I'm just sitting bemused and listening. It's great.
I've never disposed of a body before, you know? It's
not none of us have.
In my repartee.
I mean, there are graveyards. I know a lot of people do get cremated these days, so it's probably less relevant. But if anyone has recently been buried, could we shove another body in the same hole?
In theory.
That's going to look a bit suspicious, though, isn't it?
I mean, I don't know, but
it has to be freshly dug. What could dig you back up? I guess we could, like, keep an eye out, make sure no one wanders past.
I point to the shovel. Well, we've got the right input.
It's a bit bent, but yes.
Yeah.
There is a church next to the Abbey School.
There's a church opposite the building.
There's no graveyard, okay.
No, the nearest graveyard to you guys would be Cemetery
Junction. And we'd have to get it there. I think the Thames plan might be the best. It's not a great option.
The Thames is further than Cemetery Junction.
Oh, fuck. Right.
You have to go past Cemetery Junction to get to the Thames.
Oh, God, yeah.
People might be walking around the dogs anyway full of stuff. You know, I'm starting to look a bit suspect, so put them in a bin bag instead.
Bit big for a bin bag. Currently.
That will also look suspicious, I think. Wait, hold on.
I mean, you could try the trolley van act.
What?
Well, you said several bin bags.
Man, so you get a trolley.
You get a trolley. You put it in several bin bags.
What?
And then you make like you're a mad person heading for the river.
Okay, hold on.
What?
Here's another option. I wish you could see what Mordred was doing right now, because it's amazing.
Can't we just stitch in someone's boot or something and they drive away?
I'm just gonna say, I've been listening to the Red Handed podcast recently, true crime podcast. They start off with just sort of more normal murder mysteries. I left them a review saying, oh, this is really good grist for like crime role playing games and murder mystery evenings. And then they go into sex death rape and like murdery, mass murdery cannibal death. And it just gets more and more. I had to go back into iTunes and change my review because it's like, not for murder mystery evenings. No. But I did say for horror role playing games. They were not wrong. Right about now, I'm like, oh, well, they could do that. Because all these mass murderers, they were getting rid of bodies left, right, and centre. Just not very successfully. Incidentally, chop them up, put them in bin bags, leave it all over the city. So, yeah, that was definitely one of the ones that somebody used.
I have actually got common sense.
Oh, yes, you do, don't you?
So if I am about to do something really stupid.
Yeah.
The GM can tell me, don't do that, that's really stupid. You have actually got common sense. I'm not
an idiot. I've forgotten you'd got common sense, in which case...
That's a good point.
Skip. So no. Skip. No, 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 no.
We have graveyard. That are currently helping with that as well, so...
Graveyard didn't trigger that. Thames hasn't triggered that.
Yeah. Sorry.
But skip. No.
Those of you who can supernaturally be sneaky, if you're carrying something, does that still work?
It will increase the difficulty, makes it harder.
But you can still do it.
I mean, I've done it with like a suitcase before.
It's a bit bigger than a suitcase.
Well, yeah, but I'm also not exactly as bulky as you. How am I?
I'm not bulky.
Yeah, basically, you're probably looking at a difficulty of 7.
At level 2 you can move about, can't you?
Yeah, that's unseen presence. You'll need level 2 to do it, and it'd be difficulty 7.
What's the dice on it?
Is it width stealth? Hang on. Yeah, width stealth.
Okay.
Obviously, if it was POW... You could also just pay some blood to be able to carry it on your own.
Yeah.
Does Pal have level 2 obfuscate?
Yeah. Nosferatu, come on.
Cool. In which case...
I mean, I could carry
you're
it
the best equipped.
Leave it somewhere.
Well, I just think getting it to either the cemetery or the Thames without anyone noticing.
That should be doable.
Okay.
Good.
Does anyone... Okay, so...
Are we just going to leave it in the cemetery then and be like, you know...
No, we'd have to dig. So the Thames would be easier from the grounds of, you know, stick some.
If you can get some weights in there, then the aquatic life will just eat it. You end up with a pulverized skeleton after a couple of months.
And it's not going to come, like, bobbing up or anything.
If we weight it properly, then...
That's what the weights in the rug are for.
You just suddenly realised what you were trying to think of before. If you put it in the rug, it will end up floating to the top because the rug will rot. However, if you can get some chicken wire...
I mean, there's plenty of skips and stuff. And
yeah, you can probably get, like, some chain link fence or chicken wire or something on the way, even.
Might be a plan.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, the only downside of doing the cemetery is it's going to look real suspect if we're digging up a grave.
Yeah, so I think the Thames is just a sploosh and gone.
It's just there's
just a sploosh and gone.
The potential of more people finding it.
Why take two corpses into the bathroom when you can just sploosh and gone?
Question number two.
Anyway. So, yeah. So, is that the plan?
Yeah.
Is anyone, like, coming with me, or are we just going to, like, leave me to it? Because if we're going to do that, I'm going to make sure I look like someone else.
Well, you're using...
I can do that anyway.
Yeah, but you're also doing it the invisible, unseen presence way, rather than be looking like someone else. Because if you look like somebody else and walk down the street, it's like, huh, somebody else carried a corpse to the river.
I can't do both at the same time.
I don't know. Maybe, actually.
Because I can, at least that way, it's not me walking around.
If you want to spend the blood, because it'll be a blood point to carry it on your own, a blood point for the face.
Yeah, and another blood point for the obfuscate. I'm going to do all three. But I did go out and feed.
No. Unseen present, it doesn't cost you blood.
Oh, okay.
So it'd just be two blood, one for the presence, one for the potence, one for Mask of Many Faces.
I have to roll for Mask of Many Faces as well to see how well it goes.
I'll
go with just to keep an eye.
Well, you kind of stand out though, dude.
Well, yeah, but they won't be seeing you. I'll just be going for a walk.
Okay.
Someone going with, in case there are people around there.
Plus, I can keep an eye open to make sure the coast is clear for when you throw it in, because sploosh.
Yeah. I'll give you this one for free. You're probably heading towards the middle of Horseshoe Bridge.
What's the quiet bit of the river that we can go to?
Yeah, so if you go straight up from Cemetery Junction and turn right, you get to the footbridge over to Tesco's.
And oh, yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Because if you drop them just at the edge, it's only like 2 foot deep.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, oh, mummy, let's feed the dogs. Why is that man down there with a bashed-in head covered in wire? I mean, it'd be a bit obvious. If you drop them in the middle of the river, problem solved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like we've got
a plan to cross that bridge every week, right? Grocery shopping.
Yeah,
we do.
I remember when it fell down. We had to go shopping by boat for a bit. That was cool. I like going shopping by boat. So then, pow! Burn off two of your blood.
Who am I going to look like? What am I going to look like?
I don't know. Make your roll and tell me.
I can pick someone that I've seen?
You can, yeah. You can either impersonate someone or just think about what you want to look like.
Just change my face.
Yeah. If you want, you can look like David Hasselhoff. I mean, that would be weird. Don't get me wrong.
And it would arouse Lucas.
Yes.
What? The Hoff is here?
And Lucas, don't hassle him.
Nine. I feel hassled him.
So, anyway, manipulation plus performance, please. Difficulty 7.
Manipulation plus performance. I've got a 3 in manipulation. I've got 5 in because I put my 7 stat into the one. I wasn't allowed to put stats into one of them.
Yeah, so no appearance, good everything else.
Yeah. Which one of these do I not want to max out?
The one I'm not allowed to touch.
Did I say 8? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That was one. Is that a cock? Or is it a 3?
It looks a bit cock.
It's a 3 now. That's a 6. So I've got...
Difficulty 7.
2, 3, 4. That's a 90.
Complete transformation, including gestures, mannerisms, appearance, and voice. So, do you look like Hasselhoff, or just generally someone?
I have probably gone full-on paranoid and made myself look the opposite of what I do, so I am female.
You're a slight female netball player. With your hair in braids, and, I don't know, like, glasses?
Yeah.
Okay.
They can't see me anyway. If they see me and I'm spotted, that's bad. Looking like a bodybuilder carrying a body is going to be a suspect as looking like a netball player carrying a body.
Yeah, no, it's weird though. And then you spend a blood point for the potence?
Yes, that's the second one I spend, isn't it?
And you hoist the body up onto your shoulder. Now, are you looking for wire mesh on the ground?
Sorry, I know a good skip, yeah. I've probably already found some. I know where some is. Okay. I've been wandering about.
Yeah, you have spent most of your time wandering about. Okay, so between the two of you...
Lovely house now, though.
You set off, and you walk along, and you go through Blenheim Gardens, and then there's a bit of a twitchy bum moment when you're crossing Cemetery Junction in the middle of the night, but it's only about 3 in the morning, so there's still people going to Yababamye for kebabs. And you're walking along, and you're like just walking along, and next to you, invisible to most people, but not to you, is a netball player carrying a corpse.
Well, I'll actually probably be walking a couple of steps, a few spaces behind.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it creates a problem where
I'm just keep an eye out, make sure no one notices us.
And then
I will be like looking around like super paranoid as well.
You need to make me a wit stealth roll. For getting across this area.
Oh, okay.
Difficulty is 7. Remember, you can spend willpower to get automatic successes. Willpower for automatic success needs to be paid before you roll if you want.
That's cool. I think I'm okay. 1, 2. I've got a 1 as well, so I've only actually got 1 success on that.
Okay.
But I did.
But you still succeed. You cross Cemetery Junction without any of the drunk guys spotting the netball player carrying a corpse. Walk up past the Sikh temple all the way to the Thames. Off in the distance to your left, you see the Jolly Angler is actually just kicking out. You head up over the Horseshoe Bridge and plop him in.
Gone.
About a second after you plop him in, you hear, "That's very well done, but I have to ask, why did you need to do it?"
Hi, Frisk.
Sir Frisk.
Sir Frisk. Oh, sorry. Are we on his domain?
You don't know. But you know Cemetery Junction's definitely his domain, and you crossed it. Why did you just, I'm going to guess, dump corpse into the tent?
It wasn't us, I swear.
I see.
I worship this man, so he knows that. I hope he knows I'm not going to turn around and just like, I swear it wasn't us, I swear it wasn't us.
No, I quite understand.
We found it.
We should go back to your home and discuss this in more detail.
Okay.
Please. So they leave to take the corpse and come back with a completely different corpse that's moving about.
Can't get rid of it.
Sir Gregory Frisk, you go into the house again. Would you mind inviting me inside?
Please do come in.
Thank you. And he steps inside. Hello, everybody. I think I've met everybody already. Yes, good. So, pal here tells me that you're having a little bit of a corpse issue.
Small situation. I've sat him down on the sofa. I'm like, if I had blood to offer, I would be offering. Like, I'm like walking around trying to make sure he's comfortable.
Please, I will take the puffy. Yes. Puts his feet up on the puffy.
And did we get a puffy?
We found it in a skip.
Duh.
Either free cycle or found in a skip. So then, what seems to be the problem?
And that's where we're going to end for this evening, because we are now at evening. Thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. This might have been a slightly short session, but sorry. Thank you for listening. If you want to talk to us, you can talk to us at thecultofteeanddice@gmail.com. You can talk to us on the Twitters @cultofteeanddice. You can talk to us at thecultofteeanddice.net. Or go on to Facebook at thecultofteanddice. You can talk to me at Mordrigan. You can talk to him at Bloody Fox. You can talk to her at T Gremlin. Thank you very much. And remember, if you're going to get rid of a body, chicken wire and rivers. Bye!
Bye! Bye.